Yeah, you know, sometimes you come out real quick, and we had a, did a great job. Our Cougs did a great job of play calling, mixing it up with the run, the rollout, play action, and quick throws. And, you know, when we're doing that, we're pretty hard to stop. And the second drive again, you know, we even had a couple of penalties that put, took us back. But, you know, this group can overcome those just by sticking together and making plays. And, you know, I fumbled that snap on the goal line, something me and Tommy, I got to work on. It was all me. It's a different play there. He's on all four, like doing the four-point stance. So for me, I just got to stick in there. We should have scored there. We should have walked in there. But we'll continue to get better.
It's a three-headed monster running back. All you guys ran.
They all did, yeah. I mean, we were hungry after last week when, you know, it was pointed out that we knew we didn't run the ball well. You know, Mike knew he could have ran better, and Tatum and Line knew they could have blocked better. Came out tonight with a sense of urgency and, you know, got some holes for those guys. And, you know, I really like watching Ron run. He runs those guys over. He's a truck. He's a big load to take down.
Jake, we asked you a little bit about your knee, you know, this week. The way you moved around out there, was that adrenaline?
Well, I just wish you never guys would even ask, because there's no reason to be concerned. If you see me limping and not moving, then there's a reason to worry. But, you know, it's football. This is my eighth year going into my ninth. You ask any of these guys in here that played 8 years and as many snaps as I have, they're going to have something that hurts right now. It happens to be my left knee that's causing me some pain, but, you know, with modern medicine and good treatment and, you know, staying off my feet when I can, you know, I'm staying on my feet. So right now it's good, and I'm going to continue to play the way I know how to play. That's going out there and having fun.
As you rolled out, moved as much as you did, it didn't hurt at all?
Nope. If it hurt, you'd know. Let's make that a non-issue until something really happens, because the more you talk about it, I figure that's more energy that should be focused on other things. And you focus energy on something like that, then something bad can happen. So let's drop it, please.
Bradley was telling us the game moved pretty fast for him tonight. Were you able to give him any advice on the sidelines?
Yeah, I mean, he said, sometimes it feels, you know, like everything falls into place. Sometimes it feels like you don't know where to go with the ball. I mean, that happens. I mean, there's games very, 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 very rarely does that happen to me now. But I remember back when I was his age, you know, in second, third year, where things move fast. You know, you got to know where you're going. And the good thing that he has the intangible. He can tuck it and take off. That's what I was telling him. You don't know where to go, or something goes wrong, tuck that ball and take off. You know, you have the ability to do that, and not many guys do. So use that to your advantage. But, you know, he made some great plays, and he had a couple bonehead ones. But, I mean, that's what you're going to get with a guy his age. You got to expect that.